Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. JetSmarter.com. I hope you get it. Are you ready to travel smart? Imagine, no more TSA, no more long lines, no more waiting and shoving and being pat down or even getting seated in the middle. You too can begin to enjoy a royal and peace-filled way of travel with folks on the move doing good in our world. America Meditating Radio is pleased to partner with JetSmarter as we take traveling to a whole new level. All you have to do is call 888-VIP-JET and tell them Sister Jen is set to call you, and use the code AMJET for specials. Join me on JetSmarter.com today, and let's make 2018 great.
Hello, this is Kristen Hoffman, and it is with great love, joy, pleasure, and spirit that I am listening to America Meditating Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. That was Kristen. And if you'd heard the earlier promo, JetSmarter, a private flight service, which I'm privileged to be a member of, is actually opening up a lot of amazing opportunities to be able to fly with a little bit more ease. So feel free to submit your promo code AMJET and let them know that Sister Jenna sent you forward to get all of those wonderful things. We're broadcasting from the beautiful sunny Isle of Miami, Florida, and people and vibes and presence and energy and everything. I just love it. Nothing can beat Washington, D.C., though, because when I'm there, I really feel like I have a life of purpose. And I definitely keep my game straight up and straight on because I like that. I actually like being challenged, and I appreciate getting tests so that something inside that's stronger can vibrate and reveal the true worth of the soul. If we're very honest with ourselves, I think we could move closer towards our healing, emotional, mental, physical, relationship, and even finances. There's healing that needs to be done on various levels, but for now we tend to focus more on the physical. Because sometimes when you're just physically not feeling good, no matter what you have around you, it's hard to be grateful. But I want to talk about being grateful and being able to take care of your health, your mind, and everything else. And what better of a person to do that with than with our next guest? Marcel Pick is very passionate, actually, about transforming the way women experience healthcare through an integrative approach. Marcel is co-founder of the renowned Woman to Woman Healthcare Center and one of the first to be certified as a functional medicine practitioner. Marcel holds a BS degree in nursing from the University of New Hampshire and an MS in nursing from Boston College, Harvard Medical School. She's the author of several books, including The Core Balanced Diet, Is It Me or My Hormones, and Is It Me or My Adrenals. She has appeared on Dr. Oz, Fox, and ABC, and has been featured in Glamour Magazine, Elle, and much more. Today we welcome Marcel Pick to the America Meditating Radio Show. Welcome, Marcel. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. So excited to be here.
Glad to have you. You know, women right now are on the horizon. Actually, we've always been. I don't know what made anyone think we were never a voice in the humanity, right? So, but we're definitely a voice, but we also, I think, are in need to be a voice of taking better care of ourselves because we're so multitasked oriented.
Absolutely. You know, I hear it in my office every day is that women don't actually know how to take care of themselves. It's everybody else first. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a surprise to them when I say, you know what, you need to take care of yourself first so that you have the energy and the fortitude and the health to be able to take care of all the other things you have to do.
And you know, it's weird because as a woman, we sometimes feel like, well, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? You're at the house.
I know.
Your husband's sitting on the couch, your kids are playing games, everybody else is just having a wonderful time while you do everything in the house. So do you join them on the couch? Do you join them playing game while the house becomes a shamble?
Well, it's the dilemma. I had a patient actually in yesterday whose husband was just diagnosed with terminal cancer. And what I was saying to her is if you don't take care of you, you're going to be as sick as he is. Not necessarily with cancer, but you won't be able to do the things that he's going to need of you.
Right.
And even taking an hour a day to be able to say, okay, how do I prepare ahead of time for my meals? How do I, you know, have a little bit of joy in my life? How do I change my thinking so that I actually fill my cup up? So that I can give of myself.
Beautiful. Well, let's talk about the Woman to Woman Healthcare Center, which you co-founded.
Sure.
What was the genesis of you actually putting so much of your soul energy into something that would somehow sometimes feel like an uphill climb? Because women just don't want to take care of themselves until it gets to a point where it's kind of damaging.
It's so true. So we started in 1985, Women to Women, with the idea that we wanted to teach women how to midwife their own birth so that they would learn what are some of the tools that they need. Is it nutrition? Is it do we need to help them with adrenals? What about metabolism? What about stress? What about our stories? You know, our stories create so many of our health risks as well, our pain and our stories. So our journey at the time was to help women really start to understand what were some of the things that were holding them back from true health, including weight loss. And we've been very successful in that, and we actually bought an old Victorian home that looks like someone's house. It's 7,000 square feet, so that women would feel safe and comfortable to also talk about their stories so that we could help weave for them a path of wellness. What was a common story that you bumped into from the many women that have come to you was holding them back?
Well, there are so many stories. I mean, as you know, 1 in 3 women is sexually abused, so that certainly was a story that we heard quite often, and how do we heal from that pain? Also, they oftentimes saw their mothers not taking care of themselves, doing for everyone in the family, the husband, the kids, the friends, the church, the, you know, their spiritual kind of life, their synagogue, whatever it might be, and they never really learned how to say, wait a minute. And then with the feminist movement, they had a very successful career on top of this, and I think that for some women was a tipping point for them, which is, I can't do it all. How do I make decisions? But sometimes their body was unhealthy enough to be able to say, I have to stop, I have to change what I do.
It's sometimes so hard to be able to distinguish what is that part within our beings it's such a deep bruise that sometimes we just don't have the strength or the courage to look at it, you know, because it hurts
right.
so much to look at it, but it hurts even deeper to not, because it travels with you the whole journey.
No question. And what I oftentimes will say to my patients is, if you don't deal with your story will deal with you. And I see it over and over again. There was a very interesting study. I don't know if you know of it. It was called the ACE study. It was a study that was done in 1998 with Kaiser Permanente and the CDC. And they looked to see if we had a lot of adverse events in our childhood, you know, a single parent home, a parent that was alcoholic, you know, certainly abuse as well, or felt unloved. If you had a score of 4 or more, your risk of heart disease is 140% higher.
Oh.
Kidney disease, lung disease, early death, and certainly suicide. So we know now more than ever that we have to learn some of those pieces that you're so beautifully describing, because if we don't change it, we actually have physical manifestations of that.
It's all emotional, right? It's something from within. If we can shift the way, yeah, these thoughts and feeling, which is something contemporary medicine really doesn't guide us on focusing as
Never.
A part of the medicine, right?
Never. I mean, you know, even with this notion of adrenals, we know that our society is very stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as more goes on with all of the, you know, electronics, it gets harder. And we're seeing more than ever that people are just so stressed out. And in our medical system now, we don't even give acknowledgement to the fact that our adrenals are a big problem. The American Endocrinology Society came out with a statement saying there's no such thing as adrenal fatigue. Well, I agree the name's silly because we don't have fatigued organs. But
right.
the reality is we do have physiological changes that occur, and the adrenals are so important for hormone regulation, for blood sugar regulation, for thyroid regulation, for our immune regulation, that if we have a lot of stress, we have major physical manifestations. And in functional medicine, which is what I and a number of other people practice, we're always asking that question. You know, how much sleep do you get? How happy are you? Where's the joy in your life? How's your relationship? How's your sexual life? You know, what kind of food do you eat? What kind of digestion do you have? Those are all foundational to our well-being and health. And as we all get older, especially as women, a lot of times we're, oh, well, you know, you're just kind of getting older. And it's like, no. It doesn't have to be that way. We can change things. We just have to know what the problems are.
Makes sense. We have ended Women's International Month, the History Month for Women, and historically, we've been doing a lot. Doesn't always get amplified, but we know that the work has been done. You were one of the first to be certified as a functional medicine practitioner. Could you educate our listeners a little bit more about what is functional medicine and what attracted you to this practice?
Of course. So the medicine that we have now is about quick appointment, figuring out what the symptoms are, a diagnosis, and oftentimes medication. Not always, but many times. In functional medicine, we're looking at what's the cause of the cause. What do I need to do? I have to understand biochemistry intimately so that I know how to intervene perhaps with nutraceuticals, or I can understand that there may be some mitochondrial issues. But I'm always looking upstream to figure out, how do I help with lifestyle? How do I change the diet? Diet is gigantic. It's one of the most powerful
powerful drugs we have. And I got interested in it because I was seeing that the reality of the training I had with the program at Harvard and Boston College wasn't giving me answers that were helping people sustain wellness. And my goal in my practice is, how do I help women know what they need to do, guide them along the way, intervene wherever they are in that process so that I can actually keep them healthy and well, not just with lab tests, but with excitement, with joy, with fun, with sexuality, and incredible health, not just a good cholesterol. So
yeah,
it's looking at what's the problem.
Yeah, that's the big thing, is to make it enjoyable. I think so many of us feel like it's almost like a duty or a burden to take care of ourselves. Why is that? Why is that?
You know, well, some of it's because we're so used to getting a lot of our enjoyment from taking care of others. And I think it's a legacy of women that we multitask very well, but we're almost feeling uncomfortable when we take a little time for ourselves. And the reality is, it's the same notion as on a plane. If you put your mask on you first, you then have the oxygen to be able to take care of whoever you're with, your children. And I think at first, when I heard first of that, oh my gosh, no, I'm going to put the oxygen on my kids first. But if I can't breathe, I can't do that. So you have to fill your own vessel to be able to have the energy, the fortitude, to and magnitude to be able to take care of those around you that are so important.
Food, exercise, company, how important is it in terms of our emotional well-being? For the last month, Marcel, I don't know what's happening to my system, but I just want junk food.
Yes.
I ate a whole large bar of chocolate, which I've never done in my whole life. And I go, what's wrong, Jen? What's going on? And I ate it without any regret.
Maybe you just needed to do that.
Right.
So, you know, what I say is, look, we're good 85% of the time, and 15% we have a chocolate bar. You know, I mean, it's life. But I wish I could have people see what happens in the biochemistry of the body when you eat the right foods, when the vibration of the food, a lot of color on your plate. If you're having cereal and a banana, there's not much color to that, nor much nutrition. But if you have an omelet and you have fruit and you have, you know, blueberries or raspberries and you have greens in your omelet, or, you know, those are the kinds of things that can make such a big difference. And the lunches, you know, if you have a salad that has all kinds of colors in it, or if you want a soup, or whatever you can do. And I hear from people all the time, Marcel, I don't have time. There are so many ways that you can do it. Even on a Sunday, if you chop up some vegetables and put it in the fridge for yourself, then you can kind of grab things quickly, or you make some protein, or you make a couple of meals and you make extras, so you put it in the freezer. There's a lot of ways to take really good care of ourselves. And in my practice, a lot of times I'll say, look, let's at least start with stopping sugar. And for some people, I'll say, let's stop gluten, because gluten has been changed so much in our culture in the last 25 years, 30 years. And people come in and go, I can't believe the difference. My brain is clearer. I'm not craving sugar or junk food. I'm floored. I don't have bloating anymore. I just changed my diet. That's all I did. And it is true. It's just like if you put the right kind of gas in your car, it drives better.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same for the food in our body. And our culture is not really supportive of healthy food because we see it kind of everywhere, and it's seductive. Sugar turns on the same receptors as cocaine and heroin in the brain. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, especially because I haven't done cocaine, so I have no idea. But wow, what a feeling, because I love sugar, and I love that bar of chocolate.
So every once in a while, it's okay. It's when it's kind of every day, and I think that's what we get kind of seduced. And then the other thing I say to people is, look, the other part of the sugar craving is if you don't have enough sweetness in your life, and where is that sweetness?
Yeah.
And that's another thing to go after is, you know, can I have sweetness? I'm a dancer, so I do ballroom dancing, so that's my sweetness, and I do it almost every day. But what is it that you have? What's that joy? And for exercise, it's the same. If you don't love what you're doing, you're actually beating your body up if you just are doing it because you're supposed to or have to.
Totally agree with that.
So if I, you're going to be surprised by this, but if I hear somebody has anxiety, the two things I'm going to think about is what's the gut flora doing? Because our digestive system's, two-thirds of our serotonin is produced in the gut. So if we don't have a digestive system that's working or the food that we're choosing is not working well, that causes problems. The other thing is that when you have a lot of stress, what happens is cortisol levels go up, and that increases epinephrine and norepinephrine, and the biggest symptom we see is anxiety. So putting somebody on an antidepressant, if they're not depressed, it may subside the symptoms, but it's not getting to the root, and that's what functional medicine does. What's the cause of the cause? When did this start? What triggered it? What's going on in your life? What kind of foods are you eating? What choices are you making differently now? All of that is tied into the anxiety, and I've also seen it in my practice. I have never in my career, and I've been doing this for 33 years, seen so many people since the election, you know, one way or the other, been so physically reactive to what's going on.
I'm one
and
of them.
It's been unbelievable. So I think the other part it pulls for us is, I think it's also trusting this process, which is we always have kind of polar opposites. I can even explain it in terms of hormone replacement therapy. In 2001, the study came out showing hormones are the worst thing. They're dangerous. They're a problem. And they'd been using them since 1952 routinely, and it was almost malpractice if you did not use them. Well, now we're starting to see the research is kind of coming back into balance, which is for some people, hormone replacement therapy is actually very, very helpful. It's kind of knowing those boundaries. So we went from one extreme to the other, and now we're coming back into the middle. And my hope is that that's what's going to happen for people with anxiety and depression in response to what's happening on the planet as well.
Marcelle, you've been empowering others a lot to inspire them to be a little bit more responsible in taking care of their health. You've shared with us some nice ideas already as well. But can you give us some simplistic steps for our listeners who really want to start to make, even if it's just a small step towards the change of how they take care of themselves? Can you offer some suggestions and steps that they can take to just make their health a little bit better?
Absolutely. I think we always have to start with where they are. I have some people that come in and say, I'm ready to do it all. So we change their diet. We stop sugar. We stop gluten. We stop snacking. We add protein. We do, you know, good quality fats in their diet, avocado. For some people, I have them do MCT oil in their coffee in the morning. And for others, they say, look, Marcelle, I can only do one thing. So if you're someone that really needs to start small, what I would suggest is that you start with stopping sugar if you're eating sugar, or that perhaps you try one thing, which is perhaps, let me see what it feels like if I don't have gluten in my diet. The other thing is that it's so important. There's so many people that worry, and they worry, and they worry, and what I have people do is something called worry time. So they take a half an hour, and they really spend that time worrying, and the rest of the time they do it like a meditation. Okay. 3 o'clock today, I'm going to worry. And they write things down. For other people, it's about movement. You know, what about getting a standing desk? Is that possible in your job? Or making sure that you get a Fitbit so that you start walking a little bit more. We have to always acknowledge where people are, and taking it all on for some people is too much, and then they don't do anything. Finding an exercise regime that you love. Everyone starts a gym in January, and they're filled up, and by March, they're not going anymore because they don't like it. So finding something that you love for yourself. And perhaps even every day just saying, you know, one beautiful thing about yourself that you really appreciate. Instead of, for we as women, we're so critical. We look in the mirror, the media is telling us that we're never enough. So just baby steps to help your self-confidence. Those are all things that ultimately in the long run make a gigantic difference. And if you change your diet, you start to feel better so that you have the energy to be able to do the other things. And if you still don't feel well, find a functional medical practitioner in your area. You only have to go to the Institute of Functional Medicine and put in find a practitioner and see who's certified that's local to you so you can really get to the heart of what's the problem. What's going on for you if you've tried the other things and they're not getting better? I'm telling you, we all deserve to feel amazing. As we are in our 70s, 80s, and 90s, this notion that it doesn't have to happen and you're on more and more medication, all of which has side effect, then we put you on more medication for the side effect, that doesn't work so well.
Yeah, I'm not a strong supporter of medicine, even though I believe that the scientists who invent these medicines had faith in them. And if I really have to, I will go there. But even if it's a headache or whatever, I'll just let it ride out and drink a lot more water. And I believe that we're sometimes getting sicker because of the medicines that we're taking.
I could not agree with you more. We know that we have a culture that's really interested in quick fixes, and that's not what we're talking about today. It takes a little bit more time to see the shifts that happen, although if you change your diet in the first 3 days, you might be uncomfortable, but after that, you'll be floored at how different you feel. But you're right, we want instant gratification, and it doesn't happen that way when you're doing lifestyle changes.
Right. Marcel Pick, thank you so much for your wisdom, inspiration, and to give me a little bit more courage to put my chocolate craving down for the last month.
For you, try the stevia instead.
I'm going to try stevia. You've got so many books out on the market, and what if individuals really do want to find out more about some of your books, but also some of the work that you're doing? What's the best website?
Sure, it would be marcelpick.com. I have hundreds of articles there about overall wellness on every level, from hormones to adrenals to digestion, and also supplements to support them. So they're all right there, and my notion and my goal is to help transform women as we get older.
Well, thank you so much, and many blessings, and love what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
You
okay,
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I'm going to get me a Fitbit, which I've been sort of negating getting one. And one of the things I took from this is I'm going to really not do sugar anymore and see how that feels. Even though I'm pure vegetarian and been doing that for such a long time, I still feel like my body needs something more. I don't know what it is yet, but I feel like the body needs a little even extra care. So folks, even if you have been taking care of your body or even not, you could be someone like me that's been vegetarian, you know, involved with a lot of positivity, and still your body feels like it still needs your attention. So please contact Marcel Pick, that's MarcelPick.com, and try to learn more about how you can take care of yourself better and love yourself better. And I love what she left us with. You know, say something good about yourself every morning. Just say one thing that you really like about yourself every day as you start the day. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation, but I can't end the show without bringing on our wonderful Sister Gita, hear what she's going to offer us today as her reading. Sister Gita, you with us in the studio?
Good day. May we remember that we are. When I am faced with a problem, I immediately look outside, hoping something will change. When nothing happens, I begin to look for support or guidance from others. When I don't get that, I tend to become upset. As long as I'm upset, I can never feel. I can't find the situation being solved. I don't become close to the solution. First thing I need to do as soon as something goes wrong is to go within myself. It is here that the answers to all questions lie.
You always take us to another level, Sister Gita. Thank you so much. You've been listening to America Meditating Radio. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. So do you think it's time for us to get going? I think so. I think it's time for us to really truthfully step into our power of goodness and truth and begin to be who we were born to be. Step up and play the role that we are really supposed to be playing, and that is a role of dignity, honor, good character, presence. Here's Sanatam Kaur. Wahe Guru. Take care, everyone.